Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Yeah, so it looks like the Biden administration is pretty much saying, I guess it's up to the airlines. The Biden administration says the TSA will not enforce masks on planes due to this court ruling out of Florida. A judge in Florida has pulled the mask mandate on public transportation, such as planes and trains and buses, for now. So we'll see what happens, and maybe it's gone. For good.
Well, because they broke the law with it, and the judge pointed that out.
Right.
Judges don't always just have opinions. If it's backed up by the facts and the law, then, you know, Biden's got to, or whoever's reading this for Biden, is going to look at it and say, well, you know, she got us. Tried to get away with something. We did for a couple of years, but party's over on that.
And today's video of Biden is starting to go viral, showing up on many websites of him being led away by the Easter Bunny. That the Easter egg roll at the White House because he started to talk to reporters, and that's a no-no. So
I guess I wonder if they're going to have hidden minders now. Like this was a minder disguised as an Easter bunny. Because
I would imagine that it could be a tactic.
Right, because it would look bad if it was a staff member doing that, and as if they can't trust him. But the bunny makes it look funny, and it's distracting.
Yeah, but it makes it look even sillier for him, like he's this little child who has to be distracted by a cartoon character waving their arms and pulling him away from the media. All right, well, this is a story that goes back, almost 5 years. Well, more than November 2016, more than 5 years. Sherry Papini disappeared from her neighborhood in Reading. And when she was found 22 days later, she claimed that she had been abducted by two Hispanic women. At gunpoint. Today, she admitted it was all made up.
Oh, wow. Took her over 5 years. Yeah, we go to Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent. Alex, how are you?
Hey there, guys. Yeah, today she admitted the whole thing was a lie, that up until today, she had been saying the kidnapping was real, that these claims that had been made up, that wasn't true, that she really was taken so many years ago. She was held against her will. Remember, she was found along the highway in Northern California, shackles on. She had been branded. Thanksgiving Day of that year, incredible story she was telling of two Hispanic ladies who had held her for many weeks. She broke free. She was able to get away. Today, Sherry Papini on Zoom in court, admitting she made the whole thing up, that it was one big lie. She cried entering her plea today. Her attorney saying, well, she did the right thing.
All we can do at the end of the day is the right thing. And it is never too late to do the right thing.
Never too late to do the right thing. But the sheriff in Shasta County saying, not so much. That this is not her doing the right thing. That this is her having nowhere to go. That they have all the evidence that she and her ex-boyfriend had gotten burner phones and rental cars, and people had seen her with her ex-boyfriend the whole time she was on the run, that they had the evidence. She had nothing left that she could do.
I wouldn't call this her doing the right thing. I'd call this her last-ditch effort to do the best she can for herself.
So quite dramatic in court today. Again, virtually, the judge asking her, were you kidnapped? Her answer, no, Your Honor. Yes, did you lie to the government agents? Her answer, yes, Your Honor. She said she felt very sad today. She went through mental issues that she has had.
You think?
PTSD from what? We don't know.
PTSD?
Apparently from this. Yeah, PTSD from a made-up scenario, apparently.
How did she brand herself?
We don't know. And beat herself up. You remember how beat up she was?
Right.
All black and blue?
Because the only thing the boyfriend was confessing to was trying to hit her with a hockey puck.
Yeah, that was it. And I kept saying he didn't want to do it. And she was, at least prosecutors argue that she kept telling him, do it to me. And because she didn't explain anything today, she cried, admitting, as the judge was reading, the FBI says that you did this, that you ran away, that you were with your ex-boyfriend. And she would say, yes, Your Honor, shaky voice, crying, and all the money that she took from the victim compensation fund. She said, yeah, I took that as well. And that sheriff up there, though, believe any of this, the crying, the shaky voice, that she's been lying from the beginning and she's lying now.
This whole case has been about her lying and manipulating. And so why are all of a sudden we supposed to believe that magically now she's remorseful?
I think it was an act today. I think the whole crying thing's
well, that's
an act.
What the sheriff. Yeah, sheriff believes that too. And we still don't know why. You know, there were ex-boyfriends who knew her in high school and shortly after, from the beginning, saying don't believe anything she says, that she's got crazy stories that are always out there. But why do this? We may never know.
I think
go to the ex-boyfriend. You know, what was it? We
desperate
don't know.
For attention. Absolute narcissistic sociopath. Needs.
How many kids did they have,
attention.
Alex? How many?
They've got two.
And she was considered like this ideal mom. I remember that.
Yeah, all the family members, all the friends saying, no, she was the mom in the neighborhood that you went, oh, man, we're not as good as she is. And how does she do it all? And then, boom, she was gone. But 25 years in prison is what she could get. She'll be sentenced in July. The judge today said to her, warned her, look, pleading guilty isn't going to stop me from giving you 25 years. And even though prosecutors are saying 14 months, that is enough now. She got some charges dropped by doing the plea deal. So she's got one count of conspiracy or lying to the feds and one count of mail fraud. But that could be 25 years. Had she had more, it could have been essentially life. But prosecutors are saying 14 months. Judge said, well, we'll decide in July. I don't know.
All right, Alex. Thank you very much for that report.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. With Sherry Papini finally admitting that she made up the whole kidnapping hoax. By the way, it says, John, she branded herself with a wood-burning tool.
A wood-burning tool, like a poker.
Yeah, you didn't work with that in shop class?
I never took shop class.
You didn't? It was a horror show for me because, like you, I'm not very good with making things.
No, I dodged
that.
But
we did have a little wood-burning tool that we're supposed to, you know, you can write letters and stuff or, you know, you can carve and
a wood-burning burn tool. Wood. I don't even know
what
that is.
Yeah, that's hot. That's hot. That's nuts.
It was like a poker? Like a poker you'd have in a fireplace? Or?
But it's a tool. So you actually hold it and you can like, if I wanted to write welcome home in wood or welcome.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
It would enable me to do that, to burn right through the wood and make the letters.
When would that come up?
There's
you have to carve a sign into wood.
Well, you can see this in stores and shops. There's yeah, signs that are burnt into wood.
Never.
Anyway, you know,
I didn't believe the two Hispanic women, because women don't commit crimes like this. And the Hispanic thing made it seem like she was just trying to, blame the one of the other ethnic groups.
Yes.
It did. I mean, women.
The woke people are outraged by this.
Find me where a woman committed a kidnapping against another woman. The only kidnapping stories I've ever read involve women trying to steal their own kids.
Plus, I don't think there was any ask for money or anything.
Well, that was part two. You know, after a week, if there's no ransom demand, then you know the whole thing is fixed.
Yeah, she was gone 22 days.
And remember, the only reason they got caught was the police went through a DNA database for one of those private companies that people use. And they do this routinely to see if they find any connections to criminals. And they went through a database and there was a ping involving this guy. And because some of his DNA was left on her, and went and they found him, and he confessed to everything that, well, I don't know if he confessed everything, but to enough.
Yeah, she hid in Costa Mesa with like an ex-boyfriend.
So if they didn't get the data ping on the DNA database, she was never going to tell. The crying today was just complete fabrication.
All right, when we come back, of course, today is officially tax day. April 15th was Friday, so they pushed it to Monday, the 18th. Once again, we're going to tell you why California is always on the edge. We're ready for, you'll see it happening. I don't know whether it'll be this year, next year, the year after, but we'll have a big downturn in tax collections. We'll explain why coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, this is something we've talked about from time to time in the past, and it's one of the reasons that California always ends up in trouble when eventually the economy tanks. That's because we depend on very, 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 can I put another very in? Very few taxpayers to pay most of the income tax in the state. In fact, with a state with 40 million people, there's 100,000 taxpayers who have incomes above $1 million. They represent 40% of all of California's personal income taxes collected.
You believe that 100,000 people pay 40% of the income tax?
There's your feudal society with the very, very wealthy and too many of the very, very poor.
So everybody can complain about all this income inequality. What are you going to do about it? It's not like they're not paying their fair share, right?
Yeah.
There's 40 million people in the state and 100,000 are paying 40% of the income tax. What are you supposed to do? And they've all got very, very wealthy properties they own. And so they're all paying a bundle in property tax. They buy lots of stuff, so they're paying plenty in sales tax. I don't understand. Why is it everyone acts like they're 8 years old? If you're successful, if you have a company that has a lot of customers for your product or service, then you're going to make a lot of money. How else is it supposed to work? Why would you be angry with somebody who has a successful company? You could not go on Facebook, I guess. You could not order on Amazon. You could not buy an Apple phone. You don't have to go on Google for your search, so don't do it. Don't add to their customer count, their revenue.
I mean, I don't think that, at least this story in the El Segundo Times, they even describe it as California's progressive income tax policy. There are probably people in other states and in D.C. would like to copy what we do in taxing the wealthy out here.
Oh, but right, the point is we do, though, clearly, and everybody's still squawking about inequality. Well, what else are you supposed to do? You're already taking a huge chunk of money from them. I suppose you could take more. You could go back to the days of a 90% income tax rate, or maybe you just have to accept that some people are really brilliant and put in tremendous work, and they're really smart and talented, and there's a lot of people maybe who are duds or don't have the drive to get anywhere because they make a lot of stupid decisions.
Now, this part is fascinating. This group I talked about, these 100,000 or so taxpayers, they only reported about 9% of the state's wage and salary earnings, but 42% of money from interest payments and almost 45% of taxable income, of course, from the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
The reflections on investments.
Well,
so my point is, if you saw your statements for the first quarter, this was not a good start. I think what's going to happen if we actually do have anything approaching a recession and the stock market takes a bigger hit, you're going to hear, whether it's next year or the year after, all this whining again. What are we going to do? We're in a big deficit situation. And they come up with the same idea they always come up with. They'll just raise the top tax rate. It's what they always do. They have to figure out a way to smooth this out, or we're going to be on this roller coaster forever.
But they don't roll back the tax increases when the budget gets rebalanced later on when the economy comes back.
They do not.
They only increase, they never decrease. And then now they're dealing with so many people leaving California because they can do their work in any of the other states that have a lesser tax rate.
Right.
And so that's an interesting tension now. You can't tax these people infinitely. And that's another thing when people squawk about income inequality. Well, go ahead, come up with a 90% tax rate here in California. You know what's going to happen? They're going to go to Florida or Texas. So now what are you going to do? You want to chase them to the, you know, to the ends of the earth and beat them? Just accept these people are going to have a lot of money, and you don't. And it's in your power to maximize whatever you've got going for you.
Oh, and I heard in another news report today that Newsom is ready to cave into the progressive Democrats in Sacramento. And if we do get gas money, it'll probably go out like stimulus checks to the poor people. He's apparently going to give in to that. Remember, his proposal was everybody with a car gets money.
Yeah, because the guy with a car pays the gas tax.
They pay the gas in.
It's a rebate on gas taxes. What a jerk.
No, he's giving in. So
he's going to give money to people who don't pay gas tax.
Yes.
And he will not give a rebate to people who do pay gas tax. There should be a lawsuit about that. That's sick. That's all this woke garbage. God, I wish these people would get flushed. I so much want to see all these woke losers get flushed. Why? You've already sent all this money in the last year. There's been all kind of stimulus checks and rebate checks. And, you know, these people are still complaining they don't have enough. I mean, you've got so many jobs available. There's so many job openings going on. Well, what's the problem? It's not like there's a shortage of work. It's not the Great Depression where the unemployment rate's 25%. The unemployment rate's 3.5%. And there's a huge number of people who aren't looking for work. And there's 11, 12 million job openings. So why do you want to hear anybody bitching about anything?
So in the first 7 months of California's fiscal year, personal income tax receipts were $10 billion above estimates. But look at that more closely. That takes us into January. I think the next time they take a look at these numbers in a few months, they're not going to see these tax receipts as well above estimates as they thought, and their surplus numbers are going to shrink a bit. Although, you know, we're already almost at the end of the fiscal year. The fiscal year ends on June 30th. So there is going to be a sizable surplus this year because most of that comes from earnings from last year.
Well, he's going to make it to Election Day. Then next year, if that goes on, the recession, then he's going to.
Yeah,
he's going to do all the ugly stuff again. No, he's been hiding. Have you noticed? He's hardly said anything, hardly got out in public.
Well, he was in Costa Rica for 2 weeks, but he got back last week.
Yeah, but I mean, that's by design. I'm telling you, they decided keep him out of the news. When he gets in the news, everybody hates him. The more he's out of the news, the less people are aware of him, and they hate him less.
Yeah, well, there's nobody running against him. He's got no problems anyway.
I don't
see anything happening here to shake that up.
It's too risky. He's such a negative force.
Yeah, what you might see is that people just don't vote.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't draw anybody, and there's not a presidential race this year.
There might
be a pretty low turnout.
There are no Newsom fans. It's like there are no Joe Biden fans.
I think even that crowd of women that used to coo over him is gone, too.
Because they realize he's an empty dope.
An empty dope.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Wonderful. You have a chance at the gas card in our 5 o'clock hour. We're still doing this, I think, for a while longer, right? Am I right? You wouldn't know. I'm asking you.
What are you asking me for?
You barely know where to show up to. You're like Biden. Someone has to turn you into the right direction.
I only know what I have to know. I don't need to know anything other than what I have to.
What you have to know is so minimal, though. It's ridiculous.
Isn't that great?
You think you have to know.
And I don't worry about stuff.
The chance to win is coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, this $100 gas card. You can win all day on KFI. Bill Handel does it at 9 a.m., Gary and Shannon at 11. We've got it in the 5 o'clock hour. And then finally, Tim Conway Jr. at 7 p.m. right here on KFI. This was worth reading today because I was looking at a series of stories in the El Segundo Times just in the last week or so. We mentioned that a poll came out, and it was commissioned by the El Segundo Times out of UC Berkeley, that Rick Caruso, when spending his $9, $10 million, is right there in the front two for the race to be the next Los Angeles mayor. And I honestly believe, and I think I can speak for you too, that if Caruso doesn't win this race to be LA's mayor, it's only going to get worse for the city.
Oh, yeah. No.
If Karen Bass is the choice, it's just Eric Garcetti.
It's Eric Garcetti in a dress.
Yes.
She's of the same ilk. She has this. There's no difference between the way Karen Bass or Eric Garcetti would have handled the last 9 years that Garcetti's been mayor.
I imagine it goes like this at the El Segundo Times. As soon as the poll came out and they're like, oh, what, he moved from single digits to like 24%? All right, let's go into attack mode. So a series of stories has come out. James V. Lacey, who wrote this for Capital Political Review, said, you can tell that Rick Caruso is making progress in his campaign for mayor of Los Angeles when the LA Times initiates and engages its relentless smear machine in semi-weekly reports to establish that the self-made Grove billionaire developer is the terrible person he is not. And then it goes on to mention the poll numbers. And I don't know if you saw today's story on Caruso is that he missed some police commission meetings. Oh, dear God. What's wrong with him?
Everybody agrees when he was president of the police commission, it revitalized the LAPD and helped clean it up. Everyone agrees that it was a major success. The number of meetings he attended is trivial, irrelevant.
And they had that story that 20 years ago, Caruso was a big reason why the LAPD dumped Bernie Parks as its chief, ended up with Bill Bratton. And I remember actually hearing from listeners who were police officers that Bernie Parks was the worst. Mm-hmm. He was some sort of odd disciplinarian, and he was really hung up. I remember people would say this in their emails, and there were stories about it too, written by media, that he just got really obsessed over the uniforms and stuff like that. It was
he's a weirdo.
Morale was terrible.
Bratton transformed New York
City. But
he
was African-American, so the El Segundo Times, tisk tisk, replaced him with a white guy, Bill Bratton. That's all they want to put out.
I know. They're obsessed with skin color, which is really, you talk about trivia. What would skin color have to do with anybody's performance?
Right.
Zero. Why don't we talk about eye color, hair color, how long your fingernails are? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Bernie Parks was bad because he was bad. Bill Bratton, I mean, look what he did in New York with Giuliani. Then he comes out here. He's probably the best police chief in American history.
He eventually ran into political correctness, but I think things got better there for a while.
Yeah, well, political correctness is nonsense. Anybody runs into that, that's another star on their record.
Yeah.
Because it means you're telling truth that people don't want to hear.
Right, but remember he got caught up in, what was it called, Special Order 40 or whatever, about the immigrants and crime? Remember all that stuff? That was Bratton. Remember we talked about that years ago, that he really got hung up on. You know, you can't bother a known gang member because we're not allowed to question people. No. He defended it.
Defended it.
He defended. Oh, that came during, the 70s, I think. But he defended it to the hilt. That's what I remember. We got on his case.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Some years ago.
Oh, I know. There was a lot less crime when he was police chief in New York and in L.A. I'm a bottom line guy. You know, just look at the scoreboard. Look at the crime rates. Oh, wow, look, they went way down.
So Lacey says, the headlines and stories we now read in the Times reveal again and again just how bad a person Caruso really is. For example, did you know that as a volunteer on the police commission, he only attended 86 meetings? Outrage. Did you know that up until just 10 years ago, he was a Republican? More outrage. Never mind that he gave $5,800 in contributions to Karen Bass.
Again,
that was a mistake.
Again, stupid trivia.
I know.
That doesn't matter.
Well, they don't have enough. This is all they got.
Well, it's not going to go anywhere. And this is not something normal people relate to. Normal people relate to the idea that if you walk the streets in Los Angeles, you have way too high a chance of getting assaulted, of being robbed, being attacked, stabbed by a homeless person, a crazy person. That's all that matters here.
Did you know that though Rick Caruso says crime is really bad in Los Angeles, he's stating inaccuracies because it was actually worse in 1993. See, that's the point that we've been making. The Times goes back to the 90s always when it talks about crime.
And he writes after the Rodney King riots.
Right.
Yeah, the Rodney King riots might have goosed the numbers a bit.
He only paid $1.6 million in taxes. How sinful.
You know something? I of all the stupid fixations that the brain stems, the vegetables that the LA Times have, that their fixation on 30-plus-year-old crime records is like the most fascinating. That is such an indictment that they've got nothing.
It's funny you mention that.
I mean, that is the lamest, weakest, silliest. I wouldn't even say it's a defense. It's not offense. It's just nothing. It's statistical trivia. There isn't a soul on the planet who gives a crap what was going on 30 years ago.
The New York Post editorial board just put out an editorial tonight criticizing Mayor Adams. The title is, Sorry, Mayor Adams, comparing today's crime to the 1980s won't cut it. Looks like he's doing the same thing there.
Well, yes, because these mayors, and I don't like the direction that Eric Adams is going in. I liked him for 5 minutes, but yeah, you start blaming the 1980s. Shut up. You know what to do. You've got to put these people away in jail, period. You got to let the police arrest them. You got to put them in jail, and you got to keep them there. If you don't do that, then the crime's going to get worse and worse. You know, that's why you got this this murderer putting Gascon's name tattooed on his face. That's today's big story, okay? That's why you have that. Because they're not either not getting arrested, or if they do get arrested, there's no bail. The sentence is cheap, or they get out early from the sentence. Well, of course you're going to have more crime. Oh, and you let out 60,000 felons from state prison, 60,000, and you want to let out another 75,000? Well, what do you think is going to happen? This isn't complicated. It's got nothing to do with anybody's skin color. It's got nothing to do with how many meetings anyone shows up to. You know, if you had the police doing their thing the last 2 years, the crime would be a lot lower. Period, end of story. If there was bail, if there was effective prosecutions, crime would be lower. There's only two choices. Either bad guys in the street, they hurt you. Bad guys in prison, they don't. There's no nuance there. No gray area.
We got more coming up.
Idiots. You'll see. The people are going to figure this out, and then we're going to have low crime rates, and then you're going to see, criminal justice professors really don't connect low crime rates with the new sentencing laws. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, plenty to come in the 5 o'clock hour. Another chance at that $100 gas card to give away here on the John and Ken Show. We'll update you, too, on that horrific story out of Orange County. How does a person that murdered his mother get a chance at freedom so quickly? He was in one of those halfway houses, and he walked away. They caught him over the weekend after several days, but he's got quite a record besides killing his mother. It's unbelievable what's happening in the state and the criminal justice system. We'll get into it after the news at 5 o'clock. Well, we don't know what kind of mayor Rick Caruso is going to be if he does win the election. We're starting to get a better look, but it's really unclear. The new mayor of New York City, he's been at the job some months now, is Eric Adams, who used to be a police officer. And he came in sort of with this anti-woke thing.
Tough on crime. Yeah.
Tough on crime that, this no bail philosophy and a lot of other laws that were passed in New York State are just no good for what's happening on the streets. But then he had a couple of events where the media was picking on him too much. And now we're also going to talk about his mostly vegan diet.
Yes. We got another whack job here.
We got a great one.
He proposed a ban on chocolate milk.
What about vegan chocolate milk?
It's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
No. It is. Yeah, you can get it.
No, but it's not milk.
Well, it's just like milk. It tastes the same.
Okay, it's just like milk, but it's not milk. You can't have vegan milk. Milk comes from a cow.
Okay, you can have vegan soy milk, vegan almond milk.
None of that's milk. They're misappropriating the title.
I think
it's milk.
They sued over that, but I think they lost. The dairy people, that you can't use milk like soy milk. But I think they lost. Didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah.
I'm overturning that.
Clearly.
Well, he wants to get rid of chocolate milk for kids, and there was a big backlash because kids love chocolate milk, and it's a way they can get the calcium that they
need. Too much sugar.
But the best quote is from a Republican congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and he says she says that his true aim, make no mistake, any effort of Mayor Adams to ban chocolate milk and replace it with vegan juice.
What's that?
Is an absolute non-starter and will be opposed by parents, families, kids, and New Yorkers. You are not going to replace chocolate milk with vegan juice.
What is vegan juice?
Everything else, all the stuff you just listed.
But that's you don't call chocolate soy milk chocolate vegan juice.
I know, but that's what it is. It's not milk from a cow or any other animal. This is just vegan juice.
Be like what, tomato juice or orange juice?
Pineapple juice. Well, that would have a lot of sugar in it though.
No, that's one of those phrases that's gonna stick.
I'm not sure whether he's coming at this because it's dairy and he doesn't want the kids to have dairy because he's vegan, or he doesn't like the sugar content. Maybe it's both.
No, well, it's vegans are, well, we know.
We don't know.
They're militant.
Not all. I can say meat eaters are militant.
He chained himself to a basketball net. Did you see that?
He did?
Yeah, he did. Over the chocolate milk issue.
This congresswoman you mentioned, the number 3 Republican member in the House of Representatives, has introduced federal legislation requiring all schools to offer chocolate milk. Trying to go over his head and get a federal law passed.
Did you have any of this at your kid's school at any time?
No.
We had one mother. Oh, my God. She was always banning sugar. She got chocolate milk banned, and then she was banning. You couldn't bring in cupcakes for somebody's birthday.
Oh, wow.
You know? Oh, yeah, that was a big thing for a while.
Oh, my God.
Junk food.
No, yeah. It was this one mother, and everybody's really timid. Nobody wanted to take her on. But finally, people started, like, going nuts. She wanted to ban plastic water bottles.
Well,
except
have your kids not eat the sugar, but don't deny it anybody else's kids if the parents don't mind.
Absolutely. No. I used to make my kids' lunches, so I would make sure that they were healthy. And no, they weren't vegan.
They threw them away. They told
you. No, they were awesome.
What would you make?
They told you that. That's BS. They lied to you.
I would make them turkey sandwiches, turkey and cheese sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly. I would add a cookie in there and some chips and an apple slices. It was well-rounded.
You actually touched the turkey and the cheese?
Yes.
Didn't freak you out?
I cooked for my family. I didn't like it, to be honest with you, but I'm not militant.
Oh, yeah. She's chopping up the turkey and sticking it on the bread. She must be thinking about the dead animal.
Yeah, I didn't. I tried not to think about it. I really did.
It's like an onion. It makes her cry. She thinks about all these animals that lost their lives so kids can eat
sandwiches. What a great mom I am, Ken. Look what I did for my children.
Oh, I'm wondering if vegan juice, because I'm looking at the picture here, is you know how people make their pure smoothies? They ground up spinach or kale in the blender.
There
but there's
you
no
go.
Sugar in that. You drink it like really straight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I have added chocolate almond milk in there.
Oh.
Or chocolate soy milk at times. Yes.
You know, a little bit of sugar gets in there.
My mom
and a little taste.
Made juices from strange vegetables.
Vegetables?
And she was way ahead of her time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
She always drank weird vegan juice.
And it never rubbed off on you?
No, I found it. No, it used to upset me. See this stuff. Well, you want some? No, I don't want some. Away with that.
I think this problem can be solved with just doing chocolate soy milk or chocolate almond milk. Case closed. Move on.
I haven't had it yet, but
there's different varieties, Ken, so
really,
some are better
really
than others.
A cold glass of chocolate milk is really delicious. It just is.
There was a brand, I can't remember the name. It was so good, and it was chocolate. I want to say chocolate soy milk. What was it called? I don't remember. But anyway, it was delicious, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Trust me, because I used to eat.
You let me know the brand if you figure it out.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right. We got more coming up.
Sean and Ken Show. Deborah Marquez News. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.